Boker Tov world and Shavua Tov. So today's daf in Masechet Zvachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Ayin Zayin. We made a little bit of progress over here on Ayin Zayin already, and we got up to the Halakha Mishnah of Evrei Chatat. So we're continuing now the problem of the mixture of different types of kachim, where we ran into the problem yesterday of the issue of mevim kachim lebet hapsul. Today, we want to talk about places where we don't really have much of a choice, you would think, about what to do. And it turns out that, surprisingly, there is an eitzah now. The truth is that we're finally getting to a concept that we introduced yesterday. And here is the Mishnah. As I mentioned yesterday, it's like a brilliant introduction to the Mishnah, the sugya that we had. And let's take a look at the Makor of the Din. Evrei chatat shenitarvu be'evrei olah. So here you got a problem. Obviously, the Evorim, we're not talking about the Emurim. We're talking about the actual meat of a chatas, which is meant to be eaten by a Kohen. And it got mixed up with the actual meat, not referring to the Emurim here, of the Oila, so no way to tell the difference between one liver and another. So Rebbe Eliezer Omer, well, what's the problem? The problem is that the Chatas is supposed to be eaten by the Kayanim, and the Oila is supposed to be brought up on the Mizbeach. So how in the world are we able to proceed? But what you could do is you could put everything up on the Mizbeach, treat it as if it's an Oila, and what you say is that anything here that does not belong on the Mizbeach and is actually the Basar V'chatas is being brought not for purposes of Reach Nichoach, not for purposes of a Korban, but basically as additional fuel on the top of the Mizbeach. And therefore, Roeh Ani et Basar HaChatat Min Obama Ki'ilu Hein Etzim. So I'm going to treat the prohibited Basar Chatas, which is not allowed to be put on top of the Mizbeach for the purposes of Chatas, I'll treat it as if it's just fuel. The Chachamim Omrim, you can't do that, say the Chachamim. We'll see what the Machlokas is in the Gemara. And to Ubar Tzuratan. Now, to Ubar Tzuratan is another word that Gavi has to put into his list of Munachim. And it's a concept that is actually another way is of saying, wait until it becomes notar. So to Ubar Tzuratan means, let the form of the meat become ruined. What does that mean? What we're doing is we're treating notar as if it's rotten meat. In other words, once it's not roi from the Mizbeach, so we say, well, let it rot, so to speak. Of course, it isn't really rotten, but as far as the Mizbeach is concerned, it's become notar, and now it's osur. Therefore, the Chachamim say there's nothing to do. You can't be boda it any longer, obviously. And it's already kachim that have been brought on the Mizbeach. What you can do is wait until it becomes notar, and then you burn it, like you would any notar. V'yetzu lebeit ha-srefa, and they don't hold that we allow you to go ahead and to pretend that you're bringing it up for purposes of fuel alone. Okay, so what is the svar of Rebbe Eliezer? So you remember that yesterday we discussed, when we introduced this concept, that since the Torah speaks about the kol se'or v'chol dvash lo taktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. So lo taktiru mimenu was unnecessary. You could have said kol se'or v'chol dvash lo taktiru l'Hashem. Since it says lo taktiru mimenu, it's adding a third thing that you can't bring up on the Mizbeach. Kol se'or, you can't bring up chometz. V'chol dvash, you can't bring up pirot. And you can't bring up any mimenus. What are mimenus? Well, mimenus are any carbon or any pieces of a carbon where you have already brought some of it up. So mimenu was on the Mizbeach. You cannot bring to Otam Lashem. You're not allowed to bring them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead, what do you do with them? So, as the Pasuk continued, Korban Reishi Takrivu Otam Lashem. Bring these things up only as your reishis. What was that? Well, the fruit are brought up as reishis, as bikurim. And bikurim are called reishis. They are the reishis of the perot haaretz. And there's another reishis. You're not allowed to bring the new chitim to the Mizbeach. Now remember, the Seorim become mutter with the Korban HaOmer, which is brought on Pesach. And then we count the 50 days, and then we bring the Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem is matir, the new, so both of them are all about Chodesh, and this is HaChodesh HaZelechem, turns into the Chodesh of the Omer, which turns into the Chodesh of the Shtei HaLechem, which is the end of the process of freedom, and everything that is new and fresh, and that is called the Reishis for the Chitim that are not allowed to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash until you bring the new chitim, in other words, that grew this year, until you bring your korban of the Shnei HaLechem. So it says in that pasuk that you can bring them as a korban reishis, yes, but they're not meant to be elam izbeach lo yalu, but it adds elam izbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoach. And what's that addition for? Ah, says Rabbi Eliezer. That addition is to tell me you can't bring them up for purposes of Reach Nichoach, which is to make it an actual korban, but you can put it on the Mizbeach as fuel. Avalata ma'aleh l'shem etzim. So this we learned yesterday, and it was our, so to speak, pre-forming of the Mishnah, which, as we pointed out, the Gemara often does whenever it's possible to bring up the issue that's going to be coming in the Mishnah as part of the discussion of the prior Mishnah and have it just segue in. That's exactly what we did yesterday. So, what we're being medayik is that there would be no problem of bringing up these Evarim. Therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, okay, you're right, you can't bring up a Chatas as an Ola, but you can bring up the meat of a chatas, if you have nothing else to do with it, as fuel. So bring it up as fuel. Where's the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say, well, look carefully at that pasuk. The pasuk says, Korban reishit takrivu otam la'Hashem. And that otam means dafka, the ones that I said openly. What were the ones I said openly? I said sa'or. I said devash. Sa'or and devash. Those things you could actually put on the Mizbeach for fuel. But nothing that is berumas besides them, you can't put the mimenu on the Mizbeach for fuel, you could only put on the Seor Vidvash. So, Otam, it's only those things, the Iyatamala, Velatamala, L'Shem Eitzim, those are the things that you can't bring for a Reach Lichoach, but you could bring for fuel. But nothing else. And that's why it says Otam. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, does that really make sense? I mean, the main thing that you can't bring is the Se'or Udvash. Like, those things are innately not right for the Mizbeach, right? And now you're telling me, but it's okay to bring those things up for fuel. But the things that we're adding that, well, you should not bring up anything that had been brought, part of it, to the Mizbeach can't be brought up, and which would prohibit me from bringing up the chatas, but that you can't, you see. I mean, what's more reasonable? What is the Torah focusing on that you're not supposed to bring up? I mean, if you're allowed to bring even fruit that you're going to burn, what are you going to burn over here? I don't know what you're going to burn of these fruits on the Mizbeach, pretend that it's fuel. You're trying to tell me you can't bring every chatas. I don't believe it. Why wouldn't the otam mean all of the three things? There's got to be a different meaning for the otam, because this one isn't reasonable. Therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, look, there is another limud in this pasuk which might be unique to the Se'or Udvash and would not apply to the additional mimenus, right? And what would that be? Well, the other drasha is ve'el ha-mizbeach. Well, what do you mean ve'el ha-mizbeach? Say la-mizbeach. El ha-mizbeach means on the way to the mizbeach. What's on the way to the Mizbeach? The Kevesh. And it would mean you cannot even put it onto the Kevesh. That's what it's saying. So those things, meaning the Se'or Udvash, they are so illegitimate on the Mizbeach. Don't even put them on the Kevesh. Masha Enke, the other things, the Evri Chatas, like our Mishnah, those you could put on the Kevesh. That's the Otam is coming to be Mamayit, the Evri Chatas, from the greater Chumrah, not from the Kula. It doesn't make sense to take it out of the Kula. Where's the Rabbanan say, no, Otam is Otam, whatever other drushes would be from this pasuk. Don't put it on the kevesh. Do put it on the mizbeach for fuel. It's all the same thing. Only those openly mentioned items, the sa'or and the dvash, are included in the diyukim of this pasuk. Okay, so that's basically the machlokas that lies behind the differences of opinion in the Mishnah about whether do I have an option of taking the evrei chatas and pretending that they're fuel. And that way, I don't have to distinguish between them. As I just say, whichever Evarim or the Chatas, they're not meant to be a carbon, which is really as a Shita. Or I don't have that option, and therefore I can have to throw out the whole thing. How do I throw it out? I have to wait until it's possible for sure. What makes it possible for sure? Leave it overnight, and that way, in the morning, it's going to be possible, and then we'll burn it. Now, one thing is interesting, is that this Mishnah, which has a whole machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim about how to understand the pasuk in terms of the Evrei Chatas is very much not the way Rebbe Yehuda understood the machlokas of Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim, and it's a completely foreign presentation according to him. And here is how the Mishnah should read the way Rebbe Eliezer, the way Rebbe Yehuda understood Rebbe Eliezer. So Masnisin, Doloke Aitada, the Tanya Omer of Yehuda. The way you just read in the Mishnah is wrong. Lo nechleku Rebbe Eliezer v'chachomim, alevri chatat shenitavu be'evri ola, shikarvu. It's not true what this Mishnah says. This Mishnah claims there's a machlokas about whether you can rely on bringing up the evri chatas that got mixed up with an evri ola, and can you pretend that it's fuel? Absolutely you can. Nobody argues about that. For sure, yikaravu. Furthermore, everybody is moda that you cannot do this idea for mixtures, let's say, of a rovea venirva. If you've got a vorim, and we'll see later on that this is because it's considered to be disgusting, for there's a difference between disgusting and between not being right for the Mizbeach. I mean, if some animal is being used as a sex toy, so then that you can't go ahead and put on the Mizbeach because it's inappropriate for the Mizbeach. It's something else. But Alma Nechlakum, so what should the Mishnah have been discussing as far as the Machlokas is concerned? Al Evrei Ola Tamima, Shinitarvu Be Evrei Baalat Mum. Question that they had was, what about the status of Evarim that are Baalat Mum? They're inappropriate for the Mizbeach. Now, we don't know. Now, we found afterwards, oh, heavens, there was a Mum on this animal. We hadn't noticed it. And what in the world? Well, we already cut it up. How are we supposed to identify the pieces? Oh, my God, what are we supposed to do now? We've got a bunch of Evarim. So that's the question. According to Rebbe Eliezer, bring up all of those Evarim and say, whatever Evarim are also on the Mizbeach because they come from the animal that had a mum, I'm bringing up as fuel. That's the question. So there, where over there Rebbe Eliezer says, look, bring them up. What's your problem? And just have in mind that they're fuel. So, ro'e'ani lemala, when they go up on the Mizbeach, we see them as just additional pieces of wood on the Mizbeach. So this is a different version of our Mishnah, according to which even the Rabbanan are moda to the fundamental idea that Ela Mizbeach, they can't go to the Mizbeach, Lulayach Lichoach, but they can go for L'shem Eitzim to the Mizbeach. Now, asks the Gemara, what is really the difference between Rovea Venirva? We consider them not to be Roi, even in the case where you're going to try to bring them up for wood. That's because they are entirely inappropriate for the Mizbeach. They were never allowed on the Mizbeach in any form. No part of it. So isn't that true about a Baalat Mum? I mean, a Baalat Mum, it's the same, it's basically, I mean, a separate iser. So what allows you to put that on the Mizbeach any more than the Roveh Venirva, according to Rebbe Eliezer? Omer Avuna, actually, you know, the truth is, Rebbe Eliezer wasn't talking about a real mum that is completely inappropriate for the Mizbeach. He was talking about Dokin Shebaayin, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Now remember, we had Rabbi Akiva Shita, the truth is that, as Tosis points out, every time the Gemara does this, we have a problem. Because even though Rabbi Akiva talks about Dokin Shebaayin, the truth is that Rabbi Akiva doesn't mean only something as dark as Dokin, which requires an ophthalmologist to be able to see whether this animal has a cataract. I mean, that already, we've got our professional in-house ophthalmologist in the Beis Hamikdash, but you can't expect just a regular guy to be able to even see this thing. And therefore, it's not noticeable. That's why we use Dokin Shebaayin. But remember that Rabbi Akiva's Mikar is that anything that would be allowed on the Mizbeach if this were a bird. So then remember, how did we determine the things that im olu lo yerdu, that if they would be mutter in some circumstances on the Mizbeach, so then we apply zot torata ola to tell me that even where they weren't supposed to be on the Mizbeach, but if they were put on the Mizbeach, they remain on the Mizbeach. Remember that klal? Zot torata ola. That comes to be marba kola olim, except for those things that bichlal we never find have a place on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Akiva simply points out, look, when it comes to birds, birds are not posel because of mumim. They're only posel because of mechusarei evarim. So they would have to have an eye knocked out or missing a leg. That is not able to be left on the Mizbeach, even b'diavad. But if it's something that on a bird you'd be able to put on the Mizbeach lechatchila, so then mina Mizbeach im olu lo yerdu. That was the klal. And therefore, this Gemara is a little bit confusing because it doesn't really mean only Dokin Shebaayin, right? Rabbi Akiva is saying that anything that would not passel a bird, which could be a heck of a lot more visible than Dokin Shebaayin. But nonetheless, we use that word Dokin Shebaayin to talk about subtle mumim, and Dokin Shebaayin, everybody understands. I mean, listen, I'm not an ophthalmologist, but I'm not going to know if it has a cataract or not. That's according to those who learn that Dokin means literally a cataract. That's really machlokas, because some understand it to be much more gross than a cataract. It's actually a piece of tissue that covers the cornea, and not that darkens the cornea, or that it changes the cellular structure of the cornea, its transparency.
But then how was Bar Kamtza able to impact the Dokin Shebaayin? He couldn't put on a piece of skin.
Good question. Lovely question. Now we will move on. Let me tell you something, Barnea. When you're a smart guy like Bar Kamtza, anything is possible. The truth is, though, there are chemicals that will damage the cornea in an equivalent way. As you know, unfortunately, there are such things. Yeah. Anyway, so says the Gemara. See, he's going Aliba Rabbi Eliezer. And so Rabbi Eliezer says, Kivan she'olu lo yerdu. So that would be okay here. But what does that have to do with this? Over here, we're asking you whether you're allowed to put it up on the Mizbeach in the first place. And you bring me a Rav Rabbi Akiva who says, im olu lo yerdu, but they weren't olu. So this is irrelevant. What are you telling me? Ema d'amar Rabbi Akiva only di'avad. If you did it and it was up on the Mizbeach, lo yerdu. Now we're talking about, are we allowed to bring it up to the Mizbeach? This is irrelevant. L'chatchila mi'amar? You're right. But you know what it's talking about over here? Omer of Papa, it's talking about over here, you already put them on the Kevesh. So since you already put them on the Kevesh, so then Aliba to Rabbi Akiva, since we're going to see that the Kevesh also has a din, the same way that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, is a Roilo, and Roilo means Imolo lo Yerdu, so too the Kevesh is Mekadesh, whatever is Roilo for the Mizbeach. So it's talking about it's already on the Mizbeach, on the Kevesh. So it's ridiculous. If it's already in the Kevesh, it might already be on the Mizbeach. I mean, now you're allowed to be put it up even the Chatchila. Why? Rabbi Eliezer was only saying in the case where it's mixed with Evarim that are kosher. And now you're telling me if it was on the Kevesh, then even if it weren't mixed with Evarim that are kosher, it's ridiculous. Benafil Beinayim. Okay, I give up. You're right. The truth is, we've been fooling you all along. Rabbi Eliezer, his svara in this Mishnah is not really based on the din of l'reach l'choach avalatamala l'shem eitzim. It's not what he's talking about. Because that part is true even according to the Rabbanan. The question over here about the Evarim of a Baal Mum is really a totally different basis. The real reason of Rebbe Eliezer is because since the Torah, when it was discussing the din of Baal Mum, so it says, Ki mashchatam bahem mum bum. So what is this? What does it mean? Mashchatam bahem mum is bum. Lo yiratzu lachem. What exactly is that adding? So Rabbi Eliezer says, since it says mum bum, where is something usher as a baal mum if the thing itself is on its own? So who the lo yiratzu? But if it's not bum, it's mixed with other things as well, ayadei ta'arovet, then yiratzu. So Rabbi Eliezer simply says, look, the Torah specifically allowed us to bring Baalei Mum in. If they're mixed and we can identify them, it's a special diak in the pasuk. Nothing to do with bimalet l'shem etzim. And what did the Rabbanan do with the mum bum? The Rabbanan say mum bum means only so long as the mum is there. Hu delo yiratzu. But if this is a type of mum which is a mum over, and it was cured, and it's no longer there, then it's definitely okay. We don't consider that to be dochui. And the Torah is specifically saying that a healed mum is kosher. But I need the pasuk for that, and I cannot use the pasuk to tell me, ayadei ta'arovet, it's kosher. That's like going way too far. Says Rebbe Eliezer, oh, that's true, but you're not reading the pasuk correctly. There's two different things in the pasuk. Mashchatam bahem, bahem is one diak, and mum bum is another diak, bum and bahem. Both of them are saying only so long as that mum is actually here on its own and not confused with other things. Therefore, one of them tells me the ta'arovet, and the other one tells me in the case that the mum was over, that it's no longer aser. So bum and bahem is two different diyukim. Bum, bahem. And what did Rabbanan? Rabbanan say, Bam Bahem is two different diyukim, we're not medayik. Bam Bahem, lo darshi. But, so what is this? The whole Mishnah is a fake out? I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer is talking about Mala, L'shem, Eitzim. What Eitzim? Get out of here. Nobody was talking about Eitzim. You were telling me there's a new pasuk in the Torah that says that it's okay to bring up Baalei Mumim that are mixed. So what's he giving us all of this jazz about about the Shem Eitzim? It turns out that was just a red herring. They're not allowed to bring red herrings on the Mizbeach for sure. So therefore, why was he talking about it? No, he, Rebbe Eliezer, was not coming to address his Svara. His Svara was because of his Pasuk, of course, Rachmana Achshere. But he was a Divreyem Ka'amre Luhu. He was saying to the Rabbana, listen, you guys, I mean, you agreed, according to the way Rabbi Yehuda learns the Mishnah, you agreed that Evrei Eila that got mixed up with Evrei Chatas, you're allowed to be Mala et L'shem Eitzim, right? You just said that. So why don't you agree that you could do the same thing with the Evrei Eila? Now, that's a strange thing to say because Rabbi Eliezer himself doesn't hold. You could say the same thing about Avery Ola, you see. So Stosis points out, fine, that's true. But we often find in the Gemara that someone will use their opponent's Svara against their opponent, even though they themselves have a reason why they don't want to use it also. Fine. But this is all part of the arguments. He's presenting it this way. And he's saying, look, you know, according to me, there's no difference between the Evrei Eila that are Baalei Mumin and the Raveya Venirva. But how about according to you? Why wouldn't we just say Bimala it L'shem Eitzim? That's why he mentioned it, but he didn't really rely on that. He relied on the pasuk of Mumbam, Mashchatam Bahem Mumbam. So Lididi, what he was saying to them was this. Look, according to me, this is a moot discussion. Rachmana Achshere, the Torah says it's mutter, but ta'aroves, no problemo. But leditchu, at least be moda that you can treat it like Eitzim, right? Bizar balat mumke Eitzim dummy. I mean, you agreed that a basar chatas can be brought up l'shem Eitzim. So why not agree to this? And the Rabbanan say it's obviously different. In the case where you have something that is not roy for the Mizbeach, it's disgusting for the Mizbeach. That's why you're not allowed to put it on the Mizbeach. The Torah doesn't want things that are... That's like the whole parsha that we just had in Malachi. It's a bizoyan. What kind of things you're putting on the Mizbeach? So that's Mos. So then it becomes the same as the Roveh of Nirva. Mashenkin, in the case of mixing it with a chatas, I mean, there's nothing disgusting about the chatas. It's just that it's meant for the Kohanim and it's not meant for the Mizbeach. Over there, yes. And the truth is, of course, Rabbi Eliezer himself would agree with that Sfarah. So it's not much of a Kiddush to him. And now, a word from our cameo performer.
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Coming back to life there, Rich. Hey, Varim.
Not glad.
Baruch Hashem.
Slowly. Shwaya.
All life comes slowly, Rich. Evarim ba'alei mumim. Now that means that the previous Mishnah now introduced the issue of this Mishnah with the story of Rabbi Yehuda, the discussion. The Gemara introduces this Mishnah. Now, this is finally the Mishnah that I was talking to you about last week, of the case of Yimkorov Echad Min HaRoshim, Yikavu Kol HaRoshim, that sugya, which I thought we were going to still have on Mitzvah Shabbos, I miscalculated, but we have it today, at last, and this is where Rebbe Eliezer says that in the event that you've got Avarim that got mixed up with the equivalent Avarim from a behemoth that was discovered just too late. Oh my gosh, after we already mixed the Avarim. So Rebbe Eliezer has a chiddush that there's a concept of actually considering the one that was brought to be relied upon, that that was the one that was usher. So we are going to be tailing. So we've got the tailing, the Isser in the one that's kaput. And we talked about this idea of tailing when we were dealing with the rings of the Avodah Zarah that fell into the ocean, or the Truma that was open, and so on and so forth. There are a lot of cases before. And that idea is the concept of tolin, that as opposed to the technical term, ro'in, is what we were just talking about. Ro'in ki iluhim etzim, and tolin is that we're going to hang the iser on the one that went missing and was destroyed. So in the case of Avorim that got mixed up with Avorim Balei Mumim, says Rebbe Eliezer, well, if let's say you have one of the heads, so you, whatever, you got a number of heads over here, so if one was brought on the Mizbeach, which of course it wasn't supposed to do, but it was done, so then we are going to be tolin, we're going to hang the Isser on that one. And we're going to assume that the one that was Usser is already brought. The rest of these are kosher. And you can bring them up. All of the heads. Let's say one of the legs was brought. So then you can bring all of those equivalent legs. And each one, we're going to be tailing on the one that was brought. Whereas the Chachamim say, I don't care if every last one was brought except for one. You can't bring that one. There's no such thing as tailing. Once something became usher, then it remains usher. And even if the last one out of the 100 is still here, you can't assume that it's in the 99, and you're going to have to go and burn it after it's puzzle into Beit HaSrifah. Oh, my Rabbi Eliezer, remember we had this before, that Rabbi Eliezer was only matir two at a time. Shnayim. But echad lo. So if one of the heads were already brought, you can bring two other heads. And you can assume that, look, one of these heads is certainly mutter because there was only one head that was usher in the first place. And take a look at Menachem's head. He's got two, one of which is learning the daf and the other one which is having a conversation. So therefore, you need to bring two heads at a time to make sure that the one that's concentrating is up there on the Mizbeach. Gotcha, but I'm... Okay. So therefore, if you've got a migu, that one of them is definitely kosher, that's fine. But echad echad lo. You can't bring them one by one because Teilin works together with the migo. That migo, that one of the things that I'm bringing is kosher, so I'm allowed to do this act of avodah. So therefore, I'll do it on both of these. Pavel echad echad lo. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, that doesn't seem true from the Mishnah, because take a look at the end of the Mishnah. What do Chachamim say? I don't give a hang if this is the last one of the whole mess, right? But what does that mean? It means that Rabbi Eliezer would have argued on the Echad Mehem. Ah! So you see that Rabbi Eliezer was not referring only to two heads at a time, because otherwise the last statement is, what do you mean even? Rabbi Eliezer would agree in that case. So apparently, Rabbi Eliezer is matir even one. Says, Rabbi Yirmiyah bat Achlifa, I will explain things to you, my dear. When it says echad, it doesn't mean one head. It means one pair of heads. That's the point. So my echad, zug echad. I mean, obviously, if the whole Mishnah is talking about that idea of relying on the migo, so then we're taking for granted that that was the case over here. We're relying on the migo.